The suspended staircase leading to the top floor of the Pierre-Lasson Pavilion provides the only view of the Plains of Abraham on the ascent to the upper floors. Made entirely of perfectly transparent glass, the staircase's outer casing offers a sweeping view of the park. As you climb, your gaze will even crest over the tops of the trees that line the street. Jutting out over the void, the entirety of the staircase extends beyond the main volumes of the pavilion. The cantilever technique that holds it in place was also used in the creation of the building's three volumes, the results of which we saw in the Grand Hall. This high vantage point offers a glimpse of two important historical landmarks near the museum: the James Wolfe Monument and the nearby well. It is said that during the famous Battle of the Plains of Abraham in 1759, English soldiers drew water from the well that now borders the western facade of the Lasson Pavilion to succor their wounded general. The monument that now stands at the center of the roundabout marks the place where the general is said to have breathed his last. Wolfe Well, which is recognized as a heritage artifact, was protected during the excavation that was carried out before the construction site was repaired. That key step also provided an opportunity to perform archaeological excavations at the site. The archaeologist in charge discovered bottles, bits of crockery, traces of foundations, and a few animal skulls, including those of cows. This seemingly innocuous discovery is a reminder that the museum was built on what used to be the farmland of Abraham Martin, known as the Scotsman. The Plains of Abraham are named after the 16th century landowner. Vestiges of Martin's house and the bones of fallen soldiers were also found at the excavation site.